So welcome to Forgotten Popcorn. I'm Luke. I started at Forgotten Popcorn on Instagram to post about movies that I thought had been forgotten about or overlooked, or just try to remember those films that I used to remember seeing when I was walking around a video shop. You would see certain titles and certain trailers from films, and to really try to remind people about these movies. I've tried to talk about these movies before, but I couldn't really find an interesting way of doing it. But I'm thinking more about looking into movies that have an interesting story behind them. So for this season of Forgotten Popcorn, I'm going to be talking about movies from 1980. Not the 1980s, just from the year 1980. And maybe find a title you might have forgotten about, or depending on your age, never heard of, or an interesting story behind that movie that you didn't know. So looking back through the movies that came out in 1980, it's been very interesting. I would never have put all these movies together in the same year. And so many classic movies that are still timeless, but we still remember today, 42 years later. And I wonder what movies would have come out this year that we will be remembering in 42 years' time. Not as many as we remember from the 80s. And it could have try and take you back to that year. Around that time I was only 2 years old, so a lot of these movies I remember obviously later on when they came out on video. And I always remember how old I was, where I saw certain films, because we moved houses when I was 10 years old. So if I saw it in a certain house, I knew I was at least under 10. So that's how I know I saw my favourite movie of all time, Big Trouble in Little China, before I was 10 years old. Also because I remember having the plastic gun, Jack Burton's gun, in that house. So from this year, a big movie from 1980, I definitely would have seen The Blues Brothers. And I believe sort of movies like Flash Gordon as well. But looking back at these, a year of films that came out in the year, all in 1 year, 1980. I mean, this was the year of, like, The Shining. Sort of the top three movies, maybe, on different people's lists. Depends which list you're looking at and what you take in. It's sort of The Shining, Empire Strikes Back, and Raging Bull. Now, all fantastic movies. Star Wars were very big for me. Going down the list, obviously, The Elephant Man was a big movie and great acting. Find it interesting, it was the year of like The Fog, John Carpenter's The Fog. It's always a sort of try to do a bit of a connection with Big Trouble in Little China because of my other podcast, It's All in the Reflexes. And in this year, Kurt Russell obviously had, it's kind of a cult classic now, but I don't think it did very well at all back then, but that is Used Cars. It was always on television, just one of these films that just would always come round, and I remember seeing parts of this film and watched it again not that long ago and just thought it was still so funny. But you had Kurt Russell had Used Cars, but he had his partner Goldie Hawn and had Private Benjamin, which was a big movie back then, very funny, and still those couple still together as a couple. But I never knew that Friday the 13th came out in this year. Now, I was going to say about the movies that you remember when you walked around the video shop, it would have been Alligator. That was definitely one of those movies that you saw. And if you're looking back today, about there's a new series on Paramount Plus just come out, and it's American Gigolo. In 1980, the film American Gigolo came out with Richard Gere. If you remember when DVDs came out, the DVD players came out, or anyway in the UK, I mean, I had a video player. So when I was going to try and buy a DVD player, you didn't have a lot of films ready to play on them. You didn't have, so what they used to do, you would be able to buy a DVD player with about 30, sometimes 50 movies on there, and they were like all in box sets. So all these films were in these sort of cheaper films, but still quite good actors that you would remember, and all in these sort of four films in one box. Let's just say it's a way of starting your collection for a DVD player. And one of those movies that I've was in that a lot was the Final Countdown with Kirk Douglas. A really interesting film. and it's always on television now, but it's just about the sort of a modern day aircraft that is thrown back to 1941 near Hawaii. It's just hours before the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, and it's all that whole, do they all change history? Do they attack and change the course of history? Because they've got all these modern weapons. So that's one of those movies that always see in those sort of sets and always around to this day. A film I never would have guessed that came out in 1980 is Shogun Assassin. A great movie. So for the comedies that came out in 1980 was Airplane. That was the biggest one. Blues Brothers, Caddyshack. Also, you had the classic Flash Gordon movie. I wouldn't say that a comedy, and maybe people... I find this movie hard to watch now, but I do have a lot of nostalgia for this movie, remembering watching back in the day. You also have Stir Crazy. So on an episode coming up, or I will try to do this in the future, there's a film called Brubaker, which is stars Robert Redford. And I'm going to do this one because there is a connection to Big Trouble in Little China, because this was actually, the screenplay was written by W.D. Richter, the writer of Big Trouble in Little China, and just one of those great classic films. So the biggest sort of award-winning one was Ordinary People. So it's quite a busy year for Robert Redford, directing that movie and starring in this other one. He also had other films like Smoking the Bandit 2. I found it interesting to see what movies won awards for the movies that came out in 1980. So the awards they got the next year in 1981 kind of gives you an idea of what movies were big or what movies were people were talking about. So if we go up to the best original song. So in 1980, that was the year of fame, that movie fame, and the song Fame won the Golden Globe Award and also the Oscar, the Academy Award for the song Fame. The best original score, though, on the Golden Globes went to the movie The Stuntman. And if you had told me this, I wouldn't have believed it. But he also had the Academy Awards. That went to Fame for Michael Gore. But for the BAFTA, John Williams won for The Empire Strikes Back. So if I was doing a pub quiz, I would have got that wrong. I would have said that John Williams would have won an Oscar for Empire Strikes Back for that song. But I would have been wrong. The original score was winner for the Academy Awards was Fame. So for the best screenplay original was for Golden Globes was for The Ninth Configuration by William Peter Blatty. The BAFTA was Being There. And the movie that won the Academy Award Best Adapted was Ordinary People. And Best Original Screenplay was Melvin and Howard. So then we go up to the Best Supporting Actress. And the Golden Globe went to Melvin and Howard film. And that was Mary Steenburgen. There is no category for the BAFTAs that year. And she also won the Academy Award. Now, go up to Best Supporting Actor. This is Timothy Hutton for Ordinary People. And he also won the Academy Award. For the Best Actress, this was the year of Ordinary People, definitely. Got all the awards. It was Mary Taylor Moore. That was for a drama as a Golden Globe. But Sissy Spacek won for The Coal Miner's Daughter. And the BAFTA went to Judy Davis for My Brilliant Career. But the Academy Award went to Sissy Spacek for Coal Miner's Daughter, that I talked about on the last episode because I never heard of it. But she actually won the Oscar. For Best Actor, it was Robert De Niro. This was Raging Bull came out. And that was for drama. But for musical or comedy, it was Ray Sharkey for The Idolmaker. But John Hurt won the BAFTA for The Elephant Man. And Robert De Niro won the Academy Award. And he won the Golden Globe. So for Best Director was Robert Redford for Ordinary People. He directed that movie. And he won the Golden Globe and the Oscar. And that also won Best Film. Best Drama Film for Golden Globes. That was Ordinary People. Coal Miner's Daughter won the Golden Globe for Best Film under Musical Comedy. But the BAFTA went to The Elephant Man. and the Academy Award went to Ordinary People. So that was just a recap of the year 1980. On the next episode, I will get back to focusing more on a certain film from that year. So thank you for listening.